This episode of the Kintsugi Podcast is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, which can help you bring mindfulness to your everyday moments. Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to Friday, my fellow like-hearted humans. On Fridays, I like to share a moment with you to pause, breathe, reflect before you slide into the weekend. I started my practice over 20 years ago when I was feeling completely overwhelmed. I knew I had to slow things down. So I started my practice. And I called it pause, breathe, reflect. And the reflect element was essential because it created space for me to practice gratitude and set my intentions on what kind of ripple I wanted to ripple into the world. When I left the hospital, I continued my studies, discovered MBSR, and became a qualified teacher. And now, I love sharing the value of mindfulness with humans all around the world through the Kintsugi Podcast and our app. So we can change our relationship with stress, sleep better, and bring mindfulness to our everyday moments. So mindfulness can be a way of living as opposed to some transactional thing we do during our morning routine. So if you're ready, let's do a short practice together. With the pace of life today, it's so easy to feel like everything is rushing by. We're in one thing and we can't wait to get through it so we can get to the next thing, and so forth and so on. We're never really in the thing that we're doing, we just want to get through it as quickly as possible. And that can happen when we practice meditation as well. I know it's happened for me, and my hunch is you've also experienced it. So in this shorter practice, we'll just stay in the practice. And each time we have a thought of, when will this be over? I got to get through this. We'll just come back to an anchor or a touch point and just be in the moment. So when you're ready, come into a comfortable posture. And as you do, you can gently close the eyes. Of course, you can leave them open if that makes you feel a bit more comfortable. And we'll drop in. We'll take a few grounding inhales and slow releasing exhales to help us slow down and come into this moment. Things are moving pretty quickly in the world, right? Try to see this moment as time to be still, to be here. You can see it as a bit of an oasis just for you. And then naturally come into the normal cadence of your breath. And begin to notice where you feel your breath the most. Might be right above your upper lip, could be in your chest, it may be in your belly. Wherever you feel the breath the most is where you can place your attention. Consider it a touch point, a place to always come back to. and simply stay with the breath. Allow yourself to be in this moment, knowing that there's no reason to rush through this. And if your mind just wandered off, or maybe you peeked at your clock, simply notice when your attention gets pulled away and come back to the breath. Come back to this breath, and this one, and this one. Each time you feel you're rushing off, simply come back to this moment. All right, nice job. You can ease your attention now if you like. And you can flutter the eyes open and wiggle those beautiful fingers and toes and give your body a little stretch. I hope you enjoyed the practice. If you know someone else who might like it as well, I hope you'll share it with them. And remember, the next time you have a challenging moment, the next time you feel rushed and you just want to get through it, slow down, come back to your breath, and remember that you've got this and we've got you. And together we'll ripple something worth rippling into the world. I hope you enjoyed this moment to slow things down. And if you found it valuable, I hope you'll share it with a friend. You can find other practices like this one on our Pause, Breathe, Reflect app. And you can find the app wherever you happen to find apps. And you always have an open invitation to join one of our live practices throughout the week with other like-hearted humans. It's a space where everyone belongs, regardless of who you voted for, where you live, how much money you make, who you love, and if you pray. So I hope you'll join us. The only thing we ask is that you bring a loving heart to our space. On Tuesday, I'll share another inspiring story of connection with you on the Kintsugi podcast. Until then, have a meaningful weekend and ripple something worth rippling into the world.